Aristotle, conveniently for writers like myself, defined virtues as means between extremes. Thus, bravery is the mean between cowardice and foolhardiness, and the generous person is somewhere between the miser and the spendthrift. I mention it only because I have been trying, recently, to redefine my love of alcohol and other inebriants as not only not vice, but as a positive virtue. And for that to be true, the genteel, charming, rakishly dissolute brand of alcoholism that I indulge must be the wholly admirable mean between the antipodean poles of priggish abstention and reckless overindulgence. It's not the latter of these extremes that gives me pause in my headlong rush to moral absolution. I think we can all agree that staggering, puking drunkenness and or the stuporous somnambulance of pointlessly excessive narcotic enjoyment will never be something we'll brag to mom about. But the purity of, say, veganism or Zen Buddhism is not so easy to dismiss. A quizzling part of me, and of you as well, I suspect, is half afraid that the clarity, energy, and spiritual rectitude of said vegans and or Zen Buddhists is, in fact, not an extreme to be shrank back from, but rather an ideal to be striven towards. And if I am honest, listener, that part of me will never let the rest of me rest until I essay a 90-day discipline of raw food and pure thoughts. But the happier, more genial rest of me sees this minor, hysterical sub-persona as one who resists what is clearly the natural sweep of human evolution. For stop a moment and think. Isn't it true that humans have always sought intoxication? To resist the urge to tweak our sensory and computational machinery is to resist the volcanic upthrust of human evolution. Hippie Saint Terence McKenna even opined in his vigorously reasoned book, Food of the Gods, that the quintessentially human ability to speak in words is due entirely to systematic ingestion of psilocybin mushrooms. Put more simply and clearly, it is probably a very good thing to mess with our own brain chemistry now and then, if only to get a new perspective. Indeed, since we are always using our brains to think about our brains, altering our brains may be the only effective way to have a new idea. Somewhere in that swirl of fact and opinion, there must be a line of reasoning that absolves and elevates my love of drink. For surely it is in my embrace of the human urge to stupefaction that I most fully embody the human urge to transcendence. And, in some happy hour to come, I'm sure I'll figure out exactly what that line of reasoning might be. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.